Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The DH, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seitzer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pettis strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Owen fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Owen. Lemon moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Herndon strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Librand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer moves to third. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar bunts towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2-2. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Herndon is 0-2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knight is 0-2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brookins is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Heath is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 0-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buckner is 0-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Owen is 0-2 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pettis is 0-3 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Whitaker is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Salazar is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stillwell is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tartabull is 0-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Trammell is 0-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lemon is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Larry Owen. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Pecotin now playing first base. Jamie Quirk now catching. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Pat Sheridan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath bunts towards first. Pecota scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Sheridan moves to second. 1 out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Gary Pettis. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bergman is walked intentionally. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Sheridan scores. Bergman moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.